Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. On this pleasant and beautiful Friday morning we say مرحبا. Welcome to all our viewers of Madani channel. Thumma alhamdulillah, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal and we commence with this beautiful and fragrant hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who recites Durud-e-Pak on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the day of judgment. What a beautiful hadith, dear viewers of Madani channel. We should increase our recitation of Durud and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Its blessings and virtues are beyond comprehension, dear viewers. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the full blessings of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Huzur aisa karam mujh pe ho jaye, mera wazifa durood o salam ho jaye. Ameen thumma ameen. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, as per routine, I am in the company of our respected and honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Qadiri Mu'ini At-Tari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah, Muasab, how is the day treating you today?
Alhamdulillah.
InshaAllah, through the fadl and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, we are going to continue with our program until the end. So we do advise the viewers of Madani channel to be with us until the end of today's episode and program. For we are discussing a destructive poison which is called jealousy. A destructive poison which has vanished and which has destroyed not only humans but has consumed even societies, dear viewers of Madani channel. So how deadly is this disease called jealousy and what it's capable of doing is what we are going to be talking about. To learn more about jealousy and how one can avoid jealousy, stay tuned with us until the end of the program. But pehle hum kalam ki taraf janib jate hain, inshallah kalam sunenge. After listening to the kalam, we're going to ask a question, inshallah, and thereafter move into our discussion. Stay tuned with us until the end of the program. The beautiful kalam to listen this morning will be Sochta hu main wo ghadi, kya ajab ghadi hogi. Listen to this beautiful kalam, inshallah, zawajal, and when we do return, we shall continue with our discussion. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madine jaane walo, jao jao fi amanillah. Madine jaane walo, جاؤ جاؤ فی امان اللہ. کبھی تو اپنا بھی لگ جائے گا بستر مدینے میں. نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں, پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو. نہ ہو مایوس دیوانوں, پکارے جاؤ تم ان کو. بلائیں گے تمہیں بھی ایک دن سرور مدینے میں. سرور مدینے. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی.
جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. جب درِ نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی. سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی, کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی.
آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں. آقا آرزو ہے سینے میں گھر بنے مدینے میں. ہو کرم جو بندے پر, بندہ پروری ہوگی ہو کرم جو بندے پر بندہ پروری ہوگی
بندہ پروری ہوگی سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے بات کیا ہے باد سبا اتنی کیوں معطر ہے سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی سبز سبز گنبد کو چوم کر چلی ہوگی
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے سو کھلیں گے اس کے لیے رحمتوں کے دروازے نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی نعت مصطفیٰ جس نے ایک بھی سنی ہوگی
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ دیکھ تو نیازی ذرا سو گیا کیا دیوانہ ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی ان کی یاد میں شاید آنکھ لگ گئی ہوگی
سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا جب گھڑی ہوگی جب درے نبی پر ہم سب کی حاضری ہوگی
بلا لو ہم غریبوں کو بلا لو اے میرے آقا میں آؤں آپ کے در پر کرم ہو اے میرے آقا
حبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ سوچتا ہوں میں وہ گھڑی کیا عجب گھڑی ہوگی. اللہ اکبر. انڈیڈ ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل, گھڑی ریفرز ٹو دیٹ مومنٹ اینڈ وقت وین اے پرسن پریزنٹس ہمسیلف ان دا in the august court of Mustafa Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Asab, it's a desire of every lover to be there. And at this moment, mashallah, there are many, many ushaq and lovers at the beautiful Jali Mubarak of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yesterday I was in touch with a brother, mashallah, who called from the beautiful city of Baghdad Muallama, Asab, in the city of Ghaus-e-Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And what an atmosphere to see so many ushaq and lovers at the mazar of Ghaus-e-Pak. We ask and we make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that wherever Muslims are throughout the globe, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His infinite mercy upon the Muslims, and may Allah Azza wa Jal accept all our lawful wishes, dear viewers. Masab, we discussed and we did mention earlier before we listened to the beautiful kalam in Naat, which was recited by none other than Rukneshura Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant our Rukni Shura a happy long life, mashallah, who recites beautiful kalams, Masab. And we often look forward to listening to the kalams recited by Haji Abdul Habib, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. Nonetheless, Masab, a virus, and a deadly virus that's related to the heart, Masab, that could destruct and that could cause major harms to the heart. Just as there are physical sicknesses related to the heart, Masab, we all know we have angina heart diseases out there, there are cholesterol and many other diseases directly connected to one's heart. When that corrupts or when that goes wrong, a person suffers from major heart attacks, so on and so forth, and a person loses his life. Sometimes the heart is healthy, Masab. The heart is healthy from its physical appearance, but there are such diseases and such viruses out there which is very detrimental to one's spiritual condition of one's heart, Masab. The spiritual state of one's heart, should we say it that way. And now I'm referring to the spiritual diseases, and one of them is, for example, jealousy. As we have malice, it's also connected to the heart, Masab. And all these revengeful things, Masab, that causes a person to go into the fit of rage and anger, those sicknesses and viruses are very, very dangerous and destructive to one's spiritual state of the heart, Masab. When that corrupts, the entire body then begins to get corrupted. Masab, it is stated that the first person ever to have jealousy, Masab, is none other than Shaitan. And the reason for this is because when Allah Azza wa Jalla had commanded him to prostrate before Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, the entire chapter speaks about how he debates with Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he says, I am from fire and he is from sand, from soil. And this debate, of course, the reason for this, Masab, and not following the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, was due to jealousy. He was jealous of the fact that he, being Iblis at that time, of course, being the teacher of the angels, had to prostrate before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the first human being. So, Masab, jealousy is so destructive that Allah Azza wa Jalla did not even see his ibadah that was performed for many million years. All the sacrifices he had done was not even seen, Masab. But rather, Allah Azza wa Jalla had then, of course, made him rajim. And he was accursed, and until the day of Qiyamah, he will be accursed. So from this we learn, Masab, it is very, very destructive. Jealousy is that trait which makes many, many people out there very discontent with life. Can Masab shed some light with regards to how can jealousy itself directly affect one's mental condition and mental state, Masab?
The mental state is a very important thing in our lives. In fact, whatever we do, most of it relates to, you know, us having a worry-free life. Like, for example, a person would go and get a nice job. Person would go open a business that is thriving. So right. He can have peace of mind, you know, financial stability and so on. And all that relates to, indirectly, all that he's been working out to having a peaceful mind, a peaceful life. Mental free space.
Allahu Akbar.
So a person is worry-free. There's less to worry about, you know, worry about rent, worry about this, worry about that. But then we oftentimes overlook the fact that there are other elements that are playing with our minds.
That's true.
And if we harbor those thoughts, negative thoughts, that starts to eat us up from within.
Okay.
And the effects of it then will start to show all over your personality.
Achha.
You'll fight at home, you'll fight with others over little things. And then there will come a time where we have depression. You're thinking, oh, this my business partner, you look at him and then you see, he's got such a beautiful car and I don't have it. How come he can have it?
He's flourishing.
Yes. You know, so it's like in a way, somebody said it very beautifully. I don't know who the author of this statement is, but it's very true. Like jealousy is like drinking a poison. You drinking the poison and you expecting somebody else to die. So you have the jealousy while you wishing for someone else's ruin, you know.
A very beautiful
someone else's destruction.
Allahu Akbar.
And it is mentioned in the tafasir of the Holy Quran, a person who is jealous, who envies others, he is in fact fighting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not pleased with the will of Allah in various ways. And in one of the ways, innahu abghada kulla ni'matin zuharat ala ghayri, that he hates every blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon someone else other than him. The second way a person is fighting with Allah by having jealousy is that he is not pleased with Allah's taqdeer, with Allah's distribution of the ni'mah. And as if he says that, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to give it this way? Why he had to give it to him, Allah? This is detrimental to our iman. By doing this, by harboring this feeling and by entertaining this feeling of jealousy, he helps the enemy of Allah, who is shaitan, by doing this. We're making his work easy.
Allah.
Because his job was to lead us astray. And we are helping him by entertaining this feeling of jealousy and malice and hatred for one another. While we get nothing out of it.
So it
adds no benefit at all.
So, Mohsab, this is so dangerous to one's condition, Mohsab is saying, that one is never happy. He is unhappy with his own state. And he, in fact, look at the statement of a pious person, Hazrat Sayyidina Wahhab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala, how he guides us. And he says about the three signs of a jealous person, Mohsab. Hum kis tarah se, yani, a jealous person ko identify kare? Allahu Akbar. And he says, when in front of the mashood, the one upon whom there is jealousy, the one who's jealous, when he's in front, Mohsab, he praises unnecessarily, rattling around. Jaise kehte na, he is throwing it, you know, he's taking me too high in the sky. Yeah, right. Some people say that you're taking me so high and when you drop me from the top, and then what happens? So he says the traits and how to identify a person has jealousy is that he unnecessarily exaggerates and he praises over the limit. He is not happy for your success. There is a possibility for himself. Sayyidina Wahhab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi ta'ala says, number two, he backbites behind him in his absence. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And number three, he becomes happy when he is in trouble as well. So these three traits, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allahu Akbar, praising you unnecessarily, backbiting in your absence, Allahu Akbar, and he becomes happy when he sees you into any difficulty and problem. How many people in our cycle of friends have this thought or feeling for us, and we can't even identify that, we can't even see that? In our working environment, there are people out there, Mohsab, who complain that people are jealous of me in my working environment. People can't see me prospering. A manager who is doing his job has to see to those who are under him. Many people who work under a manager, Mohsab, feel that the manager is not fair, maybe sometimes. Sometimes they feel that the boss or the CEOs of the company are not fair. It's in every home, in every society. Everyone that has the right to claim a right and to make a right with each another, they have problems with each another. And you get these people, Mohsab, who have these traits. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the tawfiq and ability that we should not have jealousy towards any person.
And also, at the same time, okay, it's a loss to our physical being,
right?
As it relates to our heart health, because then the heart becomes weaker because it's worrying over time. Your blood pressure goes up, then your cognitive abilities are clouded by this evil trait.
Allahu Akbar.
And then at the same time, how it spiritually affects us is whatever virtues that we have, it eats up all of that, consumes all of that. Jealousy throws cold water over all our hard work. As Masab has just mentioned with regards to Iblis, that he used to be Muallimul Malaika. He'd be the teacher of the Malaika. He was at such a lofty station. And from there, when he had a jealousy against Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, he was thrown right down. He became accursed only for this. And this shows, and this is the manifestation of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that hasad, envy, consumes the virtues just as fire consumes
Allah
wood. Allahu Akbar. And it is, Mahasab, it is the root of all evils in a way if we look at it. It is mentioned in many tafasir of the Holy Quran that the first sin that was committed in the heavens, the first sin that was committed in the heavens, it was fueled by jealousy. And the first ever sin that was committed on the earth was also fueled by jealousy.
Allah.
And the example of it is given in the heavens is Iblis' jealousy against Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And on the earth, it was Qabil's jealousy against Sayyidina Habil. This is the root cause of first sins ever to be committed, whether in the heaven or on the earth. This shows the seriousness of it. Let that not become a hurdle or an obstacle on the way of your forgiveness. You are sabotaging your own spiritual self if you haven't gotten rid of this evil trait, this evil feeling.
Inshallah. So it is very, very destructive, Mohsab. And looking at the traits that Mohsab had mentioned, the first time that it was ever experienced in the heaven, then upon the earth, Mohsab, how destructive the shaitan has been destroyed. And Mohsab mentioned the tool. In fact, Mohsab, even the story in the waqiyah about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, it is stated in a narration that an old person also embarked the ark. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam stopped him and then figured out that he was shaitan. He said, I've got five major tricks due to which I trap people. I entangle people in those traps, Mohsab. And once they are in the jal, they can't leave that trap of mine. And then he expressed and disclosed two of his traps, and he mentioned one is jealousy. We have seen people, Mohsab, as you said, it's a poison that he drinks himself, but expects the he expects the one who he's jealous of to die. Though khud us poison ko us zeher ko pira hai, lekin wo chahta hai ki samne wale ka bura ho, samne wale ka nuksan ho, jabki wo khud us zeher ko pi raha hai. So those who have drunken this poison, how can you change the jealousy into love? Let's focus on that.
Yeah.
There are solutions for this. Number one, there are solutions here, Mohsab. Let's go through them very quickly.
Inshallah.
Repent and seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Number two, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, be content with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Whatever blessings Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed upon my brother is due to the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's his distribution. It is his decision to give him more and give him less. Be happy. Whether he has done the wrong to get it, you don't be the judge. You look at your own actions and be content what Allah has given you. Number four, Allahu Akbar. Keep the destruction of jealousy in view, Mohsab. This is very important. If the brothers and the sisters and whoever is listening to Madani channel, we don't know the hadiths related to the effects of jealousy. We just know jealousy is a bad thing. But we don't know how deadly is jealousy. We know very well how deadly is cholesterol. We know very well how deadly are some scientific diseases, Mohsab, that affects the eyes, brains, heart, nose, mouth, and other body limbs and body parts. But when it comes to these spiritual diseases, we just know it's bad. But sometimes we don't say the brother is suffering with mental issues, maybe because of jealousy as well. There's a person who's never happy for that last 30 years in his marriage. Maybe because he's looking at the lives of others and living his own life.
And Mohsab, plus there is no medication for all this, yeah?
There's no medication.
Because it all dives down to, you know, it all narrows down to self-reformation.
100% Mohsab.
Which is, alhamdulillah, the Madani mission of Dawat-e-Islami, that I must strive to reform myself. So the self-reformation is the key component in this. Because there's nobody else who can help you get rid of that feeling, get rid of that evil that is there. Only you yourself can do it with the help of Allah. So, Sheikh Saadi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said to a jealous person, you know, when about the cure, what is the cure of jealousy? So he says in a very witty way, we can say, that, you know, there is no cure for it, meaning in terms of external cures, you know, like medication or anything. It's upon you. If you want to get rid of this, you can get rid of it, you know, but I can't do anything for you. No. You know, he says, "I hasid tu bamir, tab juzwe murdane tu chara nist." And he, "Oh, hasid, the only cure for you is for you to die. Because that jealousy you have, it will only die with you."
Allah, Allah, Allah.
So, this is how detrimental it is and how deeply rooted it gets if you let it make home in your heart and destroy your life altogether.
This is a very good point which Master have brought in. Allahu Akbar. If only we can focus on those points, Master, mashallah, surely there is a solution for these problems, dear viewers of Madani channel. So ponder over blessings that turn into the cause of jealousy. If these worldly blessings are temporary, then why should we have jealousy over them, Master? Kuch bhi ho, kapdo se lekar ke, ye jo cell phones hum use kar rahe hain, whatever we, however we dress, whatever we own, the cars we drive, the all these you know, these gadgets that we use and we brag on, we boast about, the homes that we dwell in, all these are temporary. So something which is to vanish and to get destroyed one day, should I be jealous over that? No. Why should I be jealous over something which is never gonna be that person's forever? What is his today is gonna be someone else's tomorrow, because he has to leave. This world is a hotel, dear viewers. It's like a hotel, like how a musafir and how a person who's a traveler stops at one place and he continues with his journey because that was not his final destination. So if a person has made this his final destination, then yes, jealousy is your poison which is gonna kill you. But if a person realizes that this is not my final destination, I have another destination to reach at. This is a pass-by place. And I have come here for a limited time. And the things which I have been given in this planet, which are limited also, is not going to be mine forever. When you digest this and understand this, then from your wealth to the things that you use, you will understand it very well. It's not mine. It belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then a person will not suffer from jealousy, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Very thought-provoking. You know, it can be that, you know, jealousy that we have, right?
Right, Master.
Jealousy is, of course, as Master has said, jealousy in dini matters, such as, you know, not that type of jealousy that is evil.
Right.
Now, in Urdu, there is a distinction of it, you know. One is the jalan, which is jealousy, and one is to make rashk, qabil rashk. You know?
Right.
So, in English, we can say like this, jealousy, and then on the other hand, we have aspiration.
Okay.
We aspire to become an alim al-deen.
Allahu Akbar.
We aspire to become, subhanallah, a person who is generous in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who looks at others, oh, okay, he's giving 100,000, no problem. I'll give 200,000. I'll top it over.
Right.
So that's a good kind of jealousy. So these are the only two instances the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said where jealousy, meaning the side of aspirational sides of it, is allowed. So Allah, jealousy is from shaitan and aspiration is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the aspiration to aspire to become an alim al-deen, to have that niyat, to aspire to become a more generous person, inshallah, azza wa jal. So Master, why can't we, like for example, sometime in the treatment, if you go for a treatment, let's say for example, a person is used to smoking excessively to the extent that is detrimental to his health and the doctor is saying, no, you can't do it, but you know, the nicotine, that is poking him all the time. You know, like, no, there's something is missing. You know, he can't control his talab and craving. So now they provide alternatives. Let's say, for example, they'll give him some sweets to chew. Yeah, every time you want to smoke, here, put in your mouth. Right? So you're giving him something to do that is keeping his mind off smoking. Just one example, right? There can be many other examples. So now the person who's used to having jealousy, now this is so entertaining to him that he doesn't want to get rid of the feeling. So instead of having the evil of jealousy, you rather have the aspiration to do good.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
It can be replaced by aspiration. Wow. Alhamdulillah.
Wow. MashaAllah,
so
MashaAllah.
It can work here as well at the same time, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And this can motivate him to make himself a better person.
Subhanallah.
To make himself an alim al-deen. to make himself, inshallah, more generous and contribute and partake in the acts of generosity that will take him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah, Mu'asab, excellent points. And we are making dua to Allah subhanahu that we gain tawfiq and ability to practice these Madani pearls, because this is the solution to the problem, dear viewers. Really speaking, you can make this year a better year for yourself, for your family, for those who are associated and connected with you. Because if you aren't happy, remember, anyone around you can never be happy. Those who associate with you will also not be happy. Why? Because you yourself need to be happy. And the only time you can be happy is when you are happy for others. When we less focus on the faults of others and we focus on our own faults more. Focusing on the achievements of others would cause you to neglect your own self-rectifying, dear viewers. Because you focus on what he has achieved, what he has gained. When are we going to focus on what we are happy with, what which Allah has given us and granted us? And if you are busy with rectifying your own self, then you would not be having the time to fall into the sinful act of jealousy. Because you have seen your own shortcomings, your own habits, and you are always busy rectifying them all the time. This is very, very important, dear viewers. We have now come to the end of this program, and we have covered many aspects, Mu'asab. I think understanding jealousy itself, how deadly it is, as a poison, as a virus, and quite deadly enough to actually snatch away the iman of a person as well, Mu'asab. Because when this disease increases, one cannot even measure the depth of its nuksan and its damages. Because this is the damages which we discussed, Mu'asab, remember, are destroying one's virtuous deeds. I mean, what more worse can be there that a person went for Hajj, he gives charity, he does everything. But jealousy itself is such a disease which will then vanish all his virtuous deeds, Mu'asab. Because ek taraf pe nekiyan karta ja raha hai, lekin itna jealous bhi to hai, Mu'asab. And due to the jealousy, he may backbite. He may cause harm and difficulty to others. He may plot and plan at times. It happens. May Allah Azza forgive our sins. And we have found some solutions to these problems, Mu'asab. We should recite the Qur'an Pak abundantly, Mu'asab. We stated that Qur'an Pak removes the filth and dirt from the heart. So it softens the heart. And viewers out there, mashallah, want to recite the Qur'an. There are many brothers who say, Mu'asab, we want to recite the Qur'an. But the question is, should we recite with the meaning? And the question, another question that often we receive, Mu'asab, is that when should we recite the Qur'an Pak? Can Mu'asab maybe give some Madani pearls with relation to these two questions? Inshallah.
Inshallah, Uzur, because Qur'an Pak is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in regards to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned in the Holy Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that recite, make the zikr of Allah while you are seated, while you are on your sides, while you are sitting, in any position. So there is no specific time and specific place. Obviously, the place has to be clean and neat, because you can't recite Quran in a place that has filth. So obviously, but aside from that, apart from that, Quran can be recited anywhere. And if you are in public, abstain from reciting it loud, because if you recite it loud, then it becomes fard for people to listen to it.
There are, of course, other masail related to qiraat and recitation in the marketplace, and there are many adab and mannerism that we need to be observed, of course, Mu'asab. So there's an entire beautiful chapter regarding tilawati Qur'an Pak in the marketplaces. So, dear viewers, we just need to make the time and need to focus our attention towards this, inshallah. Try very hard and you will be successful. Until tomorrow, dear viewers, stay good, be good, do good. So wherever you are, keep making dua for the ummah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep performing virtuous deeds and keep reciting abundance of salat and durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.